After the heavy rains through Victoria and South Australia, a flow of fresh water is gushing through the Murray. People are optimistic about this heavy influx of water, but is it enough to have a real impact? Dr. David Payton, Murray expert.
The current flow will do some good, and let's not get away from it, but don't think the problems of the River Murray have been solved by this one event. In fact, you need a sequence of flows, you need a regular reinstatement of flows to this river system, including flood events and other things, as part of the natural process that take place. So these flows will do some things. Probably places which will benefit will be some of the fish that actually require sort of freshwater flows going through the estuarine areas of the northern Coorong and out through the mouth. That's a stimulus for them to go through reproduction. So at last they've got a stimulus to actually go about reproducing. They are some of the beneficiaries there. So to say there's no benefit is not the case. But to say that this is actually going to save the system as a whole, that would be overstating the actual flow that's actually taking place at present. And it will distract, really will distract the key requirement for the system, which is to actually make sure we manage the water more wisely in the future, which hopefully will come through the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
David says in order to get the most out of the new water flows, we need to take a balanced approach.
The primary purpose of flows will be to do a whole range of things. One of them is to provide water into the storages for human uses, and that's one option. Other uses will be in terms of providing some environmental flow going down the river, which might help flush out some of the salts and so forth out of the river channel, which means you get a slightly healthier river channel. So it's not a function about one or other, it's about trying to get the best out of that water which is there.
Murray and Coorong expert David Payton. According to anthropologist and local resident Diane Bell, this balanced approach isn't very balanced at all, and the mouth of the Murray and the lower lakes are suffering.
If the water that is currently flowing into the Murray were able to flow down through the Murray system without all the interventions that have been put in place and without all the unnecessary diversions, we would be in the position where we could start seeing the health being restored to the river.
So what are these diversions doing?
Down at the end where I live, down on the Finniss River, we've got a regulator that stops the water getting from the Finniss River into Lake Alexandrina. There's a bund between Lake Albert and Lake Alexandrina. Those structures are stopping the water from coming through and flushing through to Lake Albert, coming and flushing through the Murray mouth. In order to get water down the Coorong, you have to open the barrages. That water needs to be able to come through. And so those are the kinds of things I'm talking about, and we're arguing about whether they stay in or come out.
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority has been formed to act as an independent assessor for what's best for the river. But they still haven't released their first report. Diane is concerned that the water is being wasted.
My deep concern about the way in which we're managing what we're getting at the moment and what could be coming behind this in terms of rain is that we don't have a proper plan for dealing with flood. We're fighting about jurisdictions. We still don't have the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We're not going to have that until next year, even if we get it then. So it's the lack of proper planning of how to deal with this wonderful gift we have of all the water.
Diane says that the delays on the release of the report may be evidence of political bias within the organisation.
The fact that it didn't put its plan in public during the election campaign, which was when it was due to come out, to me says that it was concerned about the political ramifications of putting that information in the public domain during a political campaign, and that to me does not speak to the independence of the authority.
And with all the water coming through the Murray, we shouldn't get relaxed about when this report comes out.
What it does is it makes people feel that they're under less stress, and it takes the urgency out of it. So if you see water coming down the river, you don't feel it's as urgent to set a limit on allocation. And as far as I'm concerned, allocation should be set according to the driest years, not the wettest years.